Noisy, loud, overwhelming even. So many voices, so many instruments, all giving their own tiny concerts at the same time. Where has that sound gone? The conductor hits the keys, the concerts stop, and each voice joins together in a unison hymn, singing of nothing. Where has that sound gone? Swinging from piece to piece, text to text, song to song, the voices open to glorious harmony, and the souls behind the voices are filled with awe, with peace, with gratitude, with love. Where has that sound gone? The voices assemble in the evening, as does the audience. Full souls with eager instruments yearn to reflect and refract through harmony a shared experience, in hopes that they may fill the souls of others. Where has that sound gone? These sounds have been removed from us for a time. This is obvious. What we do not know is why, but it is not a why worth pondering. So instead, we are grateful for the sounds that we have heard, for the sounds we have given, and for the sounds that we will receive. The sounds may be gone for now, but they are not lost. They will return to us. Of this, I am certain.